We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, good morning, everybody. We're a little early here this morning, so I'm going to explain something for a minute before 6 o'clock when all the alarms go off. Well, yeah, no one gets up before 6, do they?
A lot of people do.
A lot of people do now, huh?
Yes, they do.
It seems like a really bad hours if you're up before 6.
I agree.
It's really bad hours if you're up before 3.
Yes.
That's really bad. But anyway, this is a day of transition here at the WIP Morning Show, if not all of WIP.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you understand that line of demarcation
what
exists
happened?
Between seasons? And although we still have ahead of us the NFL championship games and the Super Bowl,
right,
the Eagles have been eliminated, and we are in transition now to all the other sports.
Okay.
Because the Eagles gulp up everything around them
until
they're no longer playing, and then they hold their end of their news conference, you know, end of season news conference, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, today, Al, I am making the transition over to the other sports as well.
Okay.
While keeping in play the almighty football. So
okay.
We got everything in play today. Everything, including your Flyers, Al.
Okay.
Carter Hart is a star. Correct?
Yeah, he's going to be good.
Isn't it amazing that Ron Hextall, the goaltender, didn't even know the kid was ready? Didn't even know, Rhea. Didn't even know. So I'll throw that out there. We got a guest today, Kyle Newbeck, who could tell us about the next 12 games for the Sixers, because the next 12 games for the Sixers are all against all good teams. Now, all good teams.
Yeah.
Beat the good teams, then you could say you're a really good team yourself, right? We'll get into that with him. And we've got, we're going to do baseball in a second here. And we got Marcus Hayes coming. What a great column he did yesterday.
He did.
On how Nick Foles is leaving with some great lessons left behind. Not just for Wentz, for the coach. Poise under pressure. How do you deal with the biggest moments? It's really... You know what? He kind of left a lesson for everybody out there that deals with pressure and how to handle it. It's really, what a great legacy he left, isn't it?
It's called a Super Bowl.
He's not gone, you know, but he's gone.
He'll be heading to Jacksonville soon.
Well, that's one theory. And we'll have Gary Myers out from New York to tell us if that's true. Or if the New York Giants, who my own grandkids say they want Nick Foles.
The fans
they don't
want
Eli
there.
Manning. 87% want Nick Foles, not Eli Manning. We'll get his read at 9 o'clock, Gary Myers, at what's going on with that. We have, in addition to Marcus Hayes, Gary Myers, and Kyle Newbeck, we have Dr. Joel Fish on now.
Oh.
Because he's going to explain to us why we reacted so differently to Alshon Jeffrey's drop. And I'm going to tell you the truth on that, Al. I'm starting to go the other way now. I'm starting to get in.
You're starting to feel negative again?
No, midway through yesterday's show.
Yeah.
The callers started to convince me, hold on a minute. We should still be. Ray Dittiger should be coming in to break down the Eagles-Rams game.
He's not here today.
Of course he's not. We're not playing. And now I am getting mad at Alshon Jeffrey. So maybe the great sports psychologist could help us with that. And really, probably the highlight of the show, Al, is Carolyn Thomas, the mom of Hollis Thomas. And Carolyn, Al, will be on the show to explain who we should root for in the AFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
The, you know, evil Bill Belichick or the horrible Andy Reid. And I'll let her decide on that, Al. Whatever Carolyn says, I'm going along with.
Al, Angelo told me I should stop holding a grudge against Bill Belichick. And I said, I'm sorry, when you stop holding grudges, I'll think about it.
Her son, Al, played for Andy Reid for 7 years.
Yeah.
And Carolyn has some thoughts on what Andy is really like. And again, everybody out there, much as when we had Hollis on yesterday, be ready to hit the button because she probably will swear. That's at 8:30 today.
Love
plan your day around that. We're going to start today with some fascinating stuff going on in baseball. Fascinating stuff. Because our fighting Phils, the Philadelphia Phillies, Al, are in the middle of one of the great bidding wars of all time, except it appears no one's actually bidding.
Or are they?
No one knows. This is amazing. We are less than 4 weeks from the start of spring training.
Yeah.
And the two best free agents in the last 10 years, Al, decade.
Yeah.
26-year-old superstars, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, are still available for your bidding pleasure.
Yep.
And yesterday, yesterday, a story came out by one of the most reliable sports reporters of the last generation. So reliable, he cut his teeth on the New York Times. Hmm. Al, is there a publication more respected or honored than the New York Times?
The failing New York Times?
No, that's one opinion.
The Gray Lady?
This is Buster Olney.
Yes.
Reported yesterday. You realize how these are the first numbers that ever came out on Machado?
Uh-huh.
No numbers ever came out.
Right.
All we've known is that the Chicago White Sox thought they could lure Machado to their losing team by bringing on his brother-in-law, Yonder Alonso.
Oh.
And his best friend, John Jay. And they signed two other players so that they would have a better shot to get Machado. Then the numbers came out and everybody went, According to Buster Olney,
mm-hmm.
This is mind-boggling. Manny Machado's best offer, since no one else has even made an offer, as far as I know.
Yeah.
The best offer Manny Machado got in the prime of his career, 7 years, $175 million.
I was blown away by that.
Now, let me make this clear. If somebody offered you $175 million, you would be so delighted you would not know what to say.
$5 million.
With this, $5,000. Yeah. But the problem is, Al, this is the world of high-stakes baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read for you the names of the players who are making as much or more than the offer reportedly on the table for Manny Machado. Giancarlo Stanton, Miguel Cabrera,
yeah.
Albert Pujols,
wow.
Robinson Cano, mm-hmm. Joey Votto, David Price, Max Scherzer, Zach Greinke, Jason Heyward, Felix Hernandez, and Steven Strasburg.
Pitcher, yeah.
Are all making $175 million or more, all the way up to Stanton at $325 for 13 years. That's an insane contract.
Wow,
anyway, so I'm trying to do a little math here, because here's what we know about the other great free agent, Bryce Harper. We know because the Nationals made it public that the last offer they made to Harper before he became a free agent was 10 years, $300 million. Right out, 300. And that kind of fits between Stanton and Cabrera, right?
Yeah.
That's about where he should be, right?
Right. Yeah.
But Machado's at 175?
Well, the problem is, when you have an auction house without necessarily the Yankees and Red Sox,
the number goes way down.
Yeah.
But 100. So here's what I took from it. And I am thrilled to be able to make this announcement because when it happened, I got very excited.
I know where you're going with
right?
this.
Al,
mm-hmm.
Can you imagine making a statement that could cost you $100 million? Can you imagine that? In the history of the world. In the history of sports, I don't know about the world, CEOs, you know how much money they make. But in the history of baseball, in the history of sports, has anyone made a single statement that immediately reduced their value by $100 million? No.
The answer
is no. Don't ruin my thing.
Okay.
All right, anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, I offer to you $100 million comment by Manny Machado.
I'm not the type of player that's going to be Johnny Hustle and run down the line and slide to first base. That's just not my personality. That's not my cup of tea. That's not who I am.
Ow.
Ow. Look, I don't know if it's $100 million. We don't know what he's going to end up with.
God, no.
That costs tens of millions.
Yeah, right away.
Yeah.
All right. That's the dumbest thing ever said in sports history, correct?
Pretty much.
When you're about to be a free agent, say, I don't play hard. Now give me money. Is that the dumbest? You know what's so great about Boomer Esiason up in New York, right? Mm-hmm. He works up there at our sister station. Up there. Let me just tell you, this was his visceral reaction. This happened right after he heard it. Listen to Boomer.
When we get the baseball free agency, and this is this lunatic Manny Machado. What a disgrace. I mean, you could have him. And he wants, what, $30 million a year, thinks he's going to get $300 million? If somebody is stupid enough to give it to him, good riddance.
All right. Now, he used the same word that John Middleton used.
Stupid.
He used stupid money. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't think the Phillies are going to offer that kind of stupid money. I'll say this, though. I think they could beat 175 pretty easily, right?
Yeah.
If they wanted to. Enter Bryce Harper, and that's where the story gets more fun. I love this part of the story. All right, so the Phillies, Al, at the winter meetings in Vegas last month, do not meet with Bryce Harper, even though he lives in Vegas.
Yes.
Right.
They wait. Mm-hmm. They're playing the long game. That's what they call the long game.
Yeah.
And then they get in a plane on Saturday, and they fly to Vegas. And you got, here's who you got, Al. You got John Middleton, who is the owner and the money man, mm-hmm. right? You got Andy McPhail, who is making a cameo appearance as the president of the team.
Right. Still here.
No one ever sees him. And you got Matt Klentak, the general manager. And then you've got your chief host, Gabe Kapler. Reports yesterday. Al.
There we go.
No, don't you start, Al. This could, Kapler could be the linchpin in the Harper signing.
Yeah.
According to everyone who was at that meeting, I mean, Jim Salisbury, all the people that get the reports, Jim Salisbury from here, Matt Gelb, they all got the same report. A magic happened between Harper and Gabe Kapler. Now, Al, this is what I could tell you. Harper's dad is a fitness enthusiast. He is very fit. From what I understand, Al.
Harper's dad?
Yeah, the dad. He was the guy that threw Harper the balls at the home run derby, right?
The pitcher, yeah.
He's very fit, and he oils himself up with coconut, the whole thing, right? He does that. And Bryce has learned from dad, and then Gabe walks in the room. And Gabe, all I can do here is imagine. All right, I don't have it. I wasn't there, Al. No one was there who was, recorded it, right? But how about this? Imagine for a moment Harper sitting there at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Kapler came in. What did Kapler do when he greeted Harper?
He hugged him.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt. And it was a two-armed hug.
Yeah.
And it was probably more than 5 seconds. All right? I got a three-second one, Al, and he wasn't trying to sign me to anything.
Yeah.
All right. So he's there, and I can just hear it. And he's down, and he's explaining his philosophy to Bryce Harper.
We're going to think traditionally, and we're going to think progressively. We're going to mold those two things together. And all of this is in an effort to bring that effing trophy back to John Middleton.
Oh, man. I like the cut of your jib, Gabe. Gabe, I'm playing the price.
I like the cut of your jib.
Yes, that's a term when you're rich, which, by the way, he's about to be.
It's a sailing term.
Right. It's a sailing term, Rhea. No, if you own a yacht, you use cut of your jib.
Oh, yeah,
he's
going to
own a yacht.
People.
He'll be owning a yacht soon, I guarantee it. And then you got this. All right, so just imagine now, and Bryce is hearing that, and Bryce is loving what he's hearing. He's going, Gabe, give me more.
My personality is multifaceted, just like every other human being in this room. But I'll say I'm engaging. I'm warm. There's no question about it. I'm intense, and I'm passionate.
I'm engaging, and I'm warm.
Let me just say this straight up. That's what you call love at first handshake, love at first hug, love at first. No, I can't say that, Joe. Joe, I have another gesture. No. Al, all right, here we are. And now we are at that moment, that crossroad moment. And I'm going to do this as my question. I've done it as my question a couple of times before. But we're there now, Al. We're where the money's on the table. This isn't going to go. You know why it isn't going to go more than another few days? Because so many other players can't sign until these signings happen. This stuff has to come to a conclusion in the next few days.
I don't know.
You totally with me on that?
No. No.
When are you ever with
me? I think this is going to go on.
No one else can sign. You know what a logjam there is in free agents?
Yeah, no, and I think they're going to dig in on this. This is a union issue
so
now.
So they want to make sure these guys get $300 million or whatever. Who's going to give it to them? They've had all this time. Nobody gave it to them.
Well, could it be that they don't play?
No, they're going to walk out because Manny's not rich enough? I doubt it.
He ain't going to run to first.
What about the 13 players I named that already make as much or more? They're going to say, oh, yeah, I'll give up my money for Manny? No, they ain't striking over this.
No, not going to strike. I'm saying those two don't play.
Oh, those two don't play.
Wow. Would you?
That
Bryce
would be
Harper's
crazy.
Playing.
Bryce Harper's playing. He's friends with Kapler now. No way he's walking away from that. They're both really intense. All right, so I want to know what camp you're in. I need to know what camp you're in. And I got great prizes to give away. I got a great, great list today. Because and I want to get this in now. Mm-hmm. I got a Wentz jersey today.
Right.
I got tickets to The Who. I got an IKEA gift card. I've got tickets to the auto show, tickets to Wing Pop. I got good stuff. Here's what you need to know. It was sad to me for a second. The Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition has been moved.
Yeah, May.
From February to May. Yeah. And they said because it's a more appropriate time because in February nobody's at the beach.
Jeez, for all these years were people at the beach in February?
No, they never were at the beach.
What the hell was that reasoning?
No, they never at the beach.
Really?
Here's exactly what my first reaction was.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where will I get to see beautiful women in bikinis for the next 3 months?
Oh, when Hollis is here.
And then, Rhea. And then I went, hold on a second. And I had the laptop in front of me. And I Googled in beautiful women in bikinis.
Yeah.
Thousands.
Of course it was.
I don't need the swimsuit edition.
No.
It's something I no longer need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have a list today of things that we no longer need. They're still around. Don't get me wrong. They're there. We don't need them. A lot of us don't use them. Give me something we don't need but still have around. That's what I'm looking for today for the great prizes. Imagine you know why we're giving a Wentz jersey away today? Because Wentz is the man again.
Yeah.
And this jersey is after he broke the rib, so it's really nice. 888-729. I'm sorry, broke the back.
Well,
I get confused. He had so many injuries. Yeah. It's all
a blur to me.
That
was a year ago, than a year ago.
Wentz is the guy again?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're not playing right now.
I know they're not playing, but you heard the coach this week. He said he's the guy.
Shocking.
Man. I got to go by
Breaking
the coach.
Breaking news.
Who? What don't we need? Do we need radio? We need radio, right?
Have to have radio. You got a car. You need radio.
Oh, my God. I can't. You know, some people drive in the car without radio.
What if we don't need a car?
Well, even Uber, they put on the radio.
Oh, I asked them to put the radio on. They turn it off most times.
Because, it's inevitable. We'll be extinct soon, too.
We'll be dead, too.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for the pep talk.
Good morning.
888-729-9494, #9494. Your AT&T of Verizon cell phone. WIP Sports Time 617.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.